The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, curing every disease and illness. Beside the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "Harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. Three short ideas on that, this passage. Curie of Ars, whose name is St. John Maria Vianney, said this: a saintly priest, a holy people. A holy priest, a good people. A good priest, an average people. An average priest, a poor people. A poor priest, a sinful people. I like that. That's a Curie of Ars. And that's the gospel today. The harvest is rich. The laborers are few. There's a priest who once said that God does not have laryngitis. And God isn't deaf either, no? God calls, but many young people, they hear God speaking with laryngitis. Or they have potatoes in their ears. Maybe some people have watermelons, no? That's bigger than a potato, right? Okay, what is the principal reason why young people, young men do not follow Christ? Right away the mass media will say the beauty of a woman. No, they fail to see the beauty of Christ. It's not the seductive lure of a woman. Okay, that's true, that's out there. But failing to see the beauty of Christ. Corpus Christi tomorrow, right? Who do we have on the altar? This church should be packed to the gills. Should be. Should be packed to the gills. But one of the principal reasons why young men do not pursue their vocation and why Catholics leave the faith is because they don't believe in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who's with us. And that's the basic reason. St. Matthew, in his Gospel, we have the apocalyptic discourse of Christ. He says this: when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? I repeat, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Jesus leaves that as a rhetorical question. And we say right now the faith is maybe an all-time low. Church has never lost so many Catholics in the past maybe 20 years, maybe in the history of Catholicism. There's something wrong. People are leaving the Catholic Church like the Titanic, like rats jumping off the Titanic, no? Sorry for my graphic images, but you're not going to forget those images, are you? we got to do something. I admire a lot of the talks of Bishop Robert Barron. And he says this: if you want to evangelize, the most important thing we can do in evangelization is to bring lax Catholics back to the church. So if you have an apostolic identity crisis, if I can use that term, if you don't know what to do, we got the call of the King. Nothing greater than bringing someone back to the church, back to the Eucharist. But I maintain what I said in the beginning. Vocations are very few because we've lost belief in the real presence. Do you agree with that? Ask most Catholics what the Eucharist is, and they can't tell you what it is, no? It's called a Catholic identity crisis. It's like asking a baseball player, do you know what a bat is? What? I'm not sure. Do you know what a ball is? Do you know what a diamond is? Anyone who knows baseball easily knows what those three things are, right? Diamond isn't the diamond ring. No, it's the basis. It's made in the form of a diamond. So remember the words of the Curia of Ars: a saintly priest, a holy people. Holy priest, a good people. Good priests, an average people. An average priest, a poor people. A poor priest, a sinful people. Let's ask the Curia of Ars. Let's ask John Bosco. Let's ask Anthony Mary Claret. Let's ask St. Bernard. You ever read the life of St. Bernard? The mothers would hide their children in their houses because when St. Bernard walked through the streets, they're afraid that they would lose their son or daughter to a vocation. They'd actually lock the doors. St. Bernard is walking the streets. Close and lock those doors. No? Let's pray that we would be like St. Bernard, be able to attract young men and women to the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen?